on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
It is 29 to 11. We're going to look at what's been happening over the last week, but also, equally importantly, what's coming up too. And the man who knows all about that's Dave Carlson. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic week. And Melbourne will be the place to be this Thursday night, Cozzy, at Sandown, hopefully. Unlike last time I was there, might get some blue skies in the gateway to Antarctica.
Oh, lovely description. Beautiful.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Doug Mulray for that line. That was the way he described Melbourne, the great man. All right, fantastic week gone in greyhound racing, and as I've just mentioned, one to come. At Sandown last Thursday night, the heats of the Group 1 Sandown Cup, the Group 1 Harrison Dawson for male dogs, and the Group 1 Sapphire Crown for bitches were run, with Speed Star winners from the previous week absolutely dominating, none more so than Tornado Tears in the second cup heat.
Tornado Tears began fast, going out hard on the outside as Van Ann. Tornado Tears is going to punch up and lead, though. Cosmic Tilly trying to go with him, then Van Ann and Dundee Calypso, followed by Bobby Bound and Scott Keeping, Wellback Rip and Sam and Jeebus Bird. A round to go and Tornado Tears, the favourite, took off now and raced about five in front to Dundee Calypso, followed by Van Ann. Bobby Bound on the rail, followed by Scott Keeping, Cosmic Tilly, Rip and Sam going up into a dead end and Wellback Jeebus Bird, but Tornado Tears a mile in front. Comes off the back about eight lengths in front over Dundee Calypso, followed by Van Ann. Rip and Sam running on, but it's all too late. Tornado Tears with a big lead, and Tornado Tears a brilliant winner all the way from the brother. Rip and Sam running on late.
Then yeah, Rip and Sam are coming home well, but wow, the time was 41.297 seconds, or 41.30, the fourth fastest time run over the 700 at Sandown. Miata holds the record, which is 41.17, but Tornado Tears and absolute superstar clocking sizzling sections. And look, it really was a fantastic night for trainer Rob Britton. He got the Cornella in that heat of the Sandown Cup with Rip and Sam running second. And the Lara conditioner also took out two more heats of the Cup with Benali and Quick Jagger. And he also trained not available to the fastest heat win of the Harrison Dawson in 29 and 25, and Rob Britton joins us now. Rob, good morning to you. It really is an embarrassment of riches for you coming up on Thursday night, starting with the Sandown Cup. You've got half the field.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Look, yeah, we've had a couple of really good weeks. I hope it continues for one more week, to tell you the truth. But no, look, you've got to have the dogs as well, and we're lucky we've got some great stayers at the moment, and I think that's the secret. If you can get stayers where the competition hasn't got as much depth, and if it really has helped me over the last couple of years anyway.
Well, we'll start to talk about the favourite for the Sandown Cup, Tornado Tears. We just heard the replay. In the final this Thursday night, Rob, he's drawn box seven, and you initially said that wasn't what you wanted for him.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk myself out of it, but I'm a little bit concerned because he's shown he's just a sensational front-running type dog. I'm not certain if he's can't get across and he's bottled up midfield whether he can give a dog like Rip and Sam a start. And that's my concern in the race. It's just something new for him and he's got to contend with, and I guess that'll happen in his future, in his career. But that's just a little doubt because there is massive pace coming from the middle and the inside. So I don't expect him to lead, but I just hope he can get into the race with a clear run.
Well, Rob, he's got a good record from wide draws, though. I had a look at that this morning. Two wins and a second from three starts in the pink and one placing from two in the black rug. And look, they're all different, those races, but from the wide boxes, he's done well in the past.
Yeah, look, I think he jumps reasonably well. And but again, you don't realise until you get over the back at Sandown, it's an incredibly short run to that first turn. And to get across, you really have to come out humming. But again, as I said, even if he jumps well and he can work his way across without getting into any interference, I'll be reasonably confident. But we just don't need to be pushed back to midfield, you know, like as they turn down the straight the first time. And I'm not saying he can't win if he's he certainly can, but there's some very good dogs in the race, so you don't want that sort of situation.
Rob, Tornado Tears has only had two starts over the 700, so getting a Group 1 so early in his staying career would really be an achievement.
Oh, absolutely, and he is he certainly could do that. There's no doubt he runs times that they haven't run for a long time, and he's got the pace to be up there somewhere. So I can see him, as long as he remains injury-free, he could be a dog that wins multiple group races.
You kept him at home last month. You didn't go to the Galaxy in Perth with him, a race which you won with Space Star 3 years ago. And Michael Ivers, who owned him and is in the partnership which owns Tornado Tears, says he reckons he's still got a fair way to go to be considered another Space Star.
Yeah, look, it's a difficult one. I always look back at dogs rather than forward to see who's the best dog. And we'll see over the next couple of months what Tornado Tears does. But, look, Space Star was something special. He ran the hands off the clock and, you know, tragically he broke down in his prime. Smashed the track record at the Meadows. And I've got no doubts he would have smashed it at Sandown as well with a couple more runs there. But, look, he was just a special dog. They don't come along very often, but as I said, this guy is not far behind him, and you never know, two, three, four runs down the track, we might be talking about him as better than Space Star, but you never know. As I said, you always look back when they are nearly finished to say how good they are rather than try to just hope they measure up to your expectations.
Let's talk about your other Sandown Cup finalist, Rob. Tornado Tears brother, Rip and Sam. He's drawn box eight, but I guess that doesn't really matter too much with him.
No, I'm quite happy with the box draw. I think it's a good box for him. He scouts the packs a bit. He doesn't really want to come in too much. And I think that with all that pace going to the first turn, as long as he doesn't get too far back, I can see him sort of being a little bit closer this week. Because Sandown Cup, over the years, has been a bit of a roughhouse simply because there's a lot of dogs like Benali and Dinah Chancellor and that move up from sprinting, and they generally run a little bit quicker to the first marker than normal, and that's why I say it usually is a little bit of a roughhouse, and a dog like Rip and Sam, he may just take full advantage of that if it is like that.
Yeah, well, his career's predominantly been over the 700. He clocked 41 and 48 in the Speed Star, then, as we heard, charged late for second to Tornado Tears in the Cup Heats last week. Have you done much with him since, Rob?
No, he doesn't need a lot. We don't change the work. He goes up and down in the runs, and went for a walk up the bush yesterday. But we don't change them from one week to the other very often at all. So he does what he wants to do, and he's a natural stayer. I think he's the type of dog you could have a couple of weeks off and you wouldn't even know.
Rob, Benali will again jump from box one in the final. Is expected to be the early leader after clocking 41 and 89 in his heat. Led all the way, beat Royal Intention by over three lengths. That was his first 700 start. Is he seasoned enough to take out a Sandown Cup?
Look, you know, I'd like to say yes, but I don't really know. I think second up is an interesting run for most stayers. He seems to have pulled up even better than I expected, to tell you the truth, because going into the race, I wasn't 100% confident he could run it out, but he ran it out better than I expected. Okay, he didn't run the time of, say, Tornado Tears, but I just thought it was a great first up. And with that pace, and as I said, the Sandown Cup is often a rough house, so he could be the dog that's left in front, with, you know, like at the halfway mark. But look, again, I don't expect him to win if it's a cleanly run race. I expect the other two dogs would be the dogs to beat if that was the case.
What about Quick Jagger, Rob, from three, the Sale Cup winner? He was all out in his heat. He just lasted in 42 and 10. I think that was his first Sandown 700.
Yeah, and not only that, he'd come off only having two runs in the last month. So I think the run would certainly do him good. Now, again, he's probably a little bit disappointing his time, but the fact that he's been right up there with all the better dogs in the group races over the last few months sort of says that he won't be far away if he gets that clean run into the race. And again, we've seen at times he can be left highballing in front, and he's the type of dog that would be hard to reel in if that was the case.
Yeah, the box draw is Benali 1, Zipping Nitro 2, Quick Jagger 3, Royal Intention 4, Dinah Chancer 5, Moment to Jive 6, Tornado Tears 7, Rip and Sam in 8. Rob, let's go to the Group 1 Harrison-Dawson final this Thursday night for the male greyhounds. And like he did in the speed start, not available, ran the opposition off their legs, clocking 29 and 25, a personal best from box 1. He's drawn 3 in the decider, with My Redeemer in 1 and Hasten Slowly in 2. What are your thoughts on the draw?
Oh, look, Dave, if I'd come up with the red, I would have been extremely confident because I think he's a dog that just grows a leg off the red. And that's what, you know, like last week he had it. 3's probably better than 4, 5 or 6. But again, he'll need to do everything right because it's such a great field. He tends to just miss it a touch and then go quickly. And I'm not certain he can do that in this sort of quality field, but he is at career best form. So I'm sort of hoping he can get a nice run into that first turn because he certainly will be looking for the fence. And if he, you know, he can get that spot where he can rail through on the first turn, well, I do think he's some sort of chance, even though it's a great field.
Yeah, last year he ran 4.99 to the first mark. And look, when he pings, Rob, he's just about unleadable from that point on.
Yeah, look. He just hadn't shown that for a while, Dave. It's just, I'd love to see it. It'd be a nice time to come back and run a 4.99. But, no, look, he's just been missing it a quarter and then driving. And I don't know, he's just got into that habit. But, again, his confidence is up. And when their confidence is up, they generally run their best. So I'm hoping that things can go well in the race for him.
Well, in group finals, Rob, it's very rare that you're not involved and not standing on the winner's dais. So I really look forward to seeing you trackside this Thursday night with James Vandermart. And as always, thanks for giving up your time and coming on Going Greyhounds this morning.
No worries, Dave, anytime.
Good on you, Rob. Thanks, Robbie Britton. What a night it's going to be. Jason Lincoln will be in the studio too. We're going to have you covered just like we did for the Speed Star a few weeks ago. And Sandown, they're going to turn it on again. And I really can't wait to get in the big white bird and head down to the Victorian capital for that. Well, on Friday night, just gone at Richmond in Sydney, they ran the semi-finals of the Richmond Riches. And they were tremendous races. 4 semis contested. Rev Fred Sloy for Vic and Darren Sultana got the mojo working and set the time standard in semi-final number 2, clocking a flying 30 and 45 from box 1 to defeat Veloce Nero by 4.5 lengths. In the other semis, Veloce Nero's little brother and the Queensland Derby winner, twice continued on his winning way, making it 3 straight. Ran 30 and 67 from box number 2 and beat Nangar Blaze by 3/4 of a length. Nangar Blaze's litter sister, I should say, and kennelmate Nangar Gift gave trainer Dennis Barnes 2 in this Friday night's final, defeating Nerve Like a Thief by a length and a half. Nerve Like a Thief prepared by Dean Swain, who's getting over a little bit of an operation. So, Dean, I hope you're back on your feet shortly. The win of Nangar Gift was from box 5 and 30 and 89, while Uncle Donuts for Sam Sultana made it 3 on the trot from box 8 at Richmond, clocking a personal best of 30 and 80 and beat Blue Moon Rising by 3 lengths. Now, the box draw for the Richmond Riches final is Nangar Gift in 1, Uncle Donuts 2, 2 times twice 3, Nangar Blaze 4, Veloce Nero 5, Rev Fred Sloy in 6, Blue Moon Rising 7 and Nerve Like a Thief in 8. The reserves, My Mate Fox and Let's Go Girl. And I'm hoping to get Sam Sultana on the phone right now. We're trying to ring you, Sammy, so pick it up, please. Now, congratulations to John Finn for qualifying 3 runners and also Dennis Barnes on getting 2 through with the respective litter mates. So I'll be on track as well on Friday night coming and really, really looking forward to the Richmond Riches final, $40,000 to the winner, and all of the dogs engaged were in the Richmond Riches auction back in 2016. To make the series, you had to be sold at that auction. So I don't think we're having much luck with Sam Sultana at the moment. So if you know Sam, give him a ring, let him know. We're trying to get hold of him because I really want to have a chat to him about Uncle Donut's chances in this Thursday night, so this Friday night's Richmond Riches final. We might go to Victoria ahead, actually, and speak to Angela Langton as well, because Angela has qualified Go Seek Heidi for this Thursday night's Group 1 Sapphire Crown final, and also Hasten Slowly for the Group 1 Harrison Dawson decider. So part of three Group 1 finals to be decided at Sandown this coming Thursday night. So we'll get Angela on the phone in just a second. We're not having any luck this morning. Angela's not with us, and Sammy Sultana is not with us at the moment. So look, while I've got a bit of time up my sleeves while Tanya's trying to get hold of them, congratulations are in order for Forbes trainer Ray Smith. He makes the long trek to Wentworth Park quite often on a Wednesday and a Saturday. It's about a five-hour drive from Forbes. And Ray came there again on Saturday night. He trifected race two before winning the free-for-all with the ultra-consistent Little Digger in 29 and 96. The son of Fernando Bale and Solar Pack won the Dubbo Gold Cup last month and has now won 14 of 27 starts, including 6 of 14 at Wente with five placings there. Last night, or Saturday night at Wentworth Park, I should say, Donna Campbell quinellaed race three with Timely Money and La Chica Pekina. Well, the very smart Black Forge, who's a dog that I do follow, won race number five on the card for Darren Sultana. What about the winner at the Gardens on Saturday night? $107 it paid, $107. And we are going to ask you on the catching pen tomorrow night, we're going to ask you if you can remember a longer price greyhound winner. It'll be our social media question, so you'll be able to get in touch with us via Facebook or Twitter. Can you remember a longer price winner? $107. And certainly, if you're on that, you would have been betting up. Other New South Wales news, the heats of the Graham Hull Memorial Cup were run at Wagga on Friday night. Spring Jazz for Pam Braddon set the time standard with 30 and 45. And now, I've had several calls regarding Aqua Cheetah, who went amiss in Heat 1. Now, I spoke to co-owner Mark Morgan this morning, who told me that the Dapto Megastar champ is okay. He just hyperextended a leg and injured a tendon, but he's now been retired, and he was another one of my faves, Aqua Cheetah. He's okay, just went amiss, but he's now going to enjoy himself on the lounge. We're going to speak to Sam Sultana right now about the win of Uncle Donuts in the Richmond Riches semi and heading into the final this Friday night. Let's hear the replay of Uncle Donuts bolting in from box eight.
Racing, Skyway, dwelled and came out near last. And Uncle Donuts came out like a rocket and charged over. Ran to the lead. Big Flash Margin is going to second. Followed up by Ninga, Jill Blue Moon, Rising Skyway. Blazing Major followed by King in Motion. And Love You More at the tail of the field, Uncle Donuts. He is travelling along by four to Big Flash Margin. Nine away, two Blue Moon Rising going to third. But it's the Uncle Donuts, well clear. Blue Moon Rising to second. Uncle Donuts wins. Blue Moon Rising will qualify. 30.
Well, he is an absolute ripper and a greyhound in great form. Uncle Donuts and his trainer, Sam Sultana, I'm very pleased to say, is a guest on the show this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How you going?
I'm great, and I'm sure you're feeling pretty good too. Uncle Donuts in great form. He's won his past three at Richmond from the eight box after absolutely nailing the start.
Yeah, no, he's jumping really good at the moment, which is very pleasing. I hope he does it again on Friday.
Have you done anything with him? I'm like, he's been a pretty decent beginner for most of his career, but
he's always jumped good. He just he sort of went off for a little while there, but he's back to his best again, which is good.
Well, in the heats and the semis of the Richmond Richards, he's run a personal best of 5.24 to the first mark, Sam. Look, as a punter, it's very satisfying if you back a dog who does that. But as a trainer, it really must be great to have a chaser who anticipates the start so well and is straight on the arm.
Yeah, no, it's good to have them sort of greyhounds. You don't have to come from behind. Look, it's on Friday, it's he's not the fastest dog in the race, but you know, by him jumping so well lately, I just hope he nails it again on Friday, eh?
Yeah, well, he's drawn box two in the final, directly inside two times twice, which you'd think we'll want to use a bit of the track, and outside of the lightly raced Nangar Gift, who's been showing plenty of early toe in the series. What are your thoughts on the draw? Because Uncle Donuts will want to go straight to the rail.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he. My big concern is the one, Dennis Barnes' dogs. He went pretty quick the other day too, you know. If I can chop him off, you know, well, you know, he's in front, you never know, you know, so.
All greyhounds are racing in the Richmond Riches, Sam. They went through the 2016 auction. How much did the son of Kinloch Bray and Copper Sling sell for? Do you remember?
I'm not sure, Dave. I don't know whether he went through the auction, that one.
Well, do you think he was a buyback?
Yeah, he was a buyback, I think, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, at his first start, Uncle Donuts broke 30 at Dapto. The time was 29.97. Have you always felt that he was very smart?
He really surprised us that night. He was just sort of coming through the grey. Like just starting off with him and just out of the blue, he just improved overnight, you know, and he sort of kept going ever since.
You've trained dogs for as long as I can remember, Sam. Who do you rate as the best that you've trained?
Mendez remains by far the best dog we've had.
Yeah.
He's not the fastest dog we've had, but he was the most consistent. He was just a really, really good dog.
Well, he won the Richmond Derby. He won the Ambrosoli. The Golden Easter Egg Consolation was placed behind Size Can Matter in the Perth Cup and finished second in the Brisbane Cup. Which race for Mandadgery Man stands out for you, Sam?
I think it was the Perth Derby. He won the Perth Derby. That was a big win that night. He got beaten nose in the Brisbane Cup. He's made a lot of finals. Just never had any boxes, like with box draws in finals. And he done really well. He could have won a lot more, you know, races, but he just couldn't draw a box in finals.
Well, Sam, you train just up the road from the Richmond track. I'm sure it'd give you a great feeling to take out the Richmond Riches on Friday night.
Yeah, it would be nice, Dave, yeah. It's a great privilege to have a dog in the final. So, whatever happens, happens.
Well, Sam, all the best. I'll see you trackside on Friday night and go well with Uncle Donuts to you and Brad and the owners out of box number two. And thanks for joining us.
No worries, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Sultana there. And just repeating, the box draw for the Richmond Riches final. Nangar Gift 1, Uncle Donuts 2, 2 times twice 3, Nangar Blaze 4, Veloce Nero 5, Rev Fred Sloyan 6, Blue Moon Rising 7, Nerve Like a Thief in 8. The reserves are My Mate Fox and Let's Go Girl. So it was fantastic having a chat to Sam. We're still trying to get hold of Angela Langton, so not having much luck this morning. Tanya's been, I think she's got calluses on the tips of her fingers from dialing, so I'm sure Angela is going to join us in just a moment. She, of course, has qualified Go Seek Heidi for this Thursday night's Group 1 Sapphire Crown Final and hastened slowly for the Group 1 Harrison Dawson decider. Angela, who's based in Anarchy, which is not that far from Geelong, really, Anarchy, and her training partner, Jeff Britton. They've had much success. And Jeff has Alpha Giorgio going around against Angela on Thursday night in the Harrison Dawson. So I'll be interested to see what Angela has to say about that when she joins us. So Thursday night, we'll be giving you the ultimate coverage from Sandown on Sky Racing 1. And it's really going to be a fantastic night. Angela has hastened slowly, the Australian Cup runner-up, which is going around in the Sandown Cup. And the Greyhound ran third to Perth Cup trooper Minnelli in the heats of the Perth Cup and has won three in a row since returning. The heat win last Thursday was 29-48 for hastened slowly. So a pretty underrated Greyhound, I think. Now, as far as the box draws are concerned for those races, in the Harrison Dawson for the male sprinters, My Redeemer 1, Hasten Slowly 2, Not Available 3, Bernardo 4, Alpha Giorgio 5, Hecton Bale 6, Zipping captain 7, Shadale in 8. The reserves are Dinah Wazza and Aston DB, who's on the comeback trail. I think had a bit of a hamstring problem. In the Sapphire Crown for the female chasers, the box draw is Winburn Cutie in 1, Ocean View 2, Dinah Patty 3, Miss Splendor Miro 4, Elevated 5, Go Seek Heidi 6, Come On Emmeline in 7, and Envy Heist is in box number 8. Go Seek Heidi beating Envy Heist by a nostril right on the line in the heats. The reserves are Flying Sparkles and Zoom Out. Now, in the Sapphire Crown heats, Dinah Patty, the Bill Collins Speedstar champ, won her heat in 29 and 34. Elevated was another winner. Come On Emmeline, and of course, as I mentioned, Go Seek Heidi. We're all hoping that the very smart Sydney chaser Miss Splendor Miro can do well for Hank Vandenberg after finishing second to Elevated in the heats, clocking 29 and 50. So it really is going to be a fantastic night on Thursday night. We may have to finish going greyhounds a little bit early because we can't get hold of Angela at this stage. Now, in results from Western Australia across the weekend, it's congratulations to trainer Chris Hulse on the win of West on Augie in the Group 2 WA Derby on Saturday night. Let's hear Pete O'Neill's call.
West on Augie pinged out. The favourite went straight to the lead. Bart Minnelli goes into second and then followed by Rockhold, who comes across on the outside of 88. In behind them, Siva Minnelli and Ferdinand. Well back in the field was Aeroplane Barney. Hotshot Minnelli checked out to last. Down the back, West on Augie, the leader, extends out by 4. Bart Minnelli was second, then followed by 88. Behind them, Rockhold and Siva Minnelli, but off the back, and it's West on Augie, high flying, out by 10 lengths on 88 as they swing into the corner. West on Augie, your mum would be very proud tonight, and West on Augie wins by 10. 88 second, third across the line, Aeroplane Barney. Fourth.
Terrific win all of the way. Congratulations to Chris Hulse. West on Augie, the son of Fernando Bale and Tiamo, led all of the way in 29 and 60. Tiamo bred by Michelle Roma, who was absolutely beside herself with the win of West on Augie. And Tiamo, of course, in her own right, was a top WA chaser. In the heats of the Group 2 WA Oaks, Poppy Minnelli for David Hobby set the time standard in 29 and 81, while littermate Patria Minnelli won her heat in 30.02. From the Queenslander, Brandy Alexander for Tommy Savellas, who ran a terrific race. The opening heat of the WA Oaks went to the Paul Stewart-trained Starlight Yo-Yo in 29 and 90, and the final will be coming up this Saturday night. Last Thursday night at Albion Park, Corey Cody for Claude Dacey won the Young Guns final from box 4 in 29 and 97. Infrared Star for Joanne Price took out the Dave Brett Memorial, also from box 4 in 30 and 14, while Shoes to Fill for Terry Orkram was too good in the Dashing Corsair final over 600 metres, scoring in 34 and 95 from box 2. Well, that's it for Going Greyhounds. Sean, we tried to get hold of Angela Langton. Yeah. I wish Ange all the best with her runners and indeed with a partner, Jeff Britton's runner, Alpha Giorgio, in the Harrison Dawson. Thursday night, Sandown, bring it on. Friday night, Richmond, ditto, Sean.
All right, good on your day. We'll talk to you next week.
Cheers.